This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I will worship you like I've never worshipped you before in my entire life, Allah. I'm suggesting motives for you, or you can come up with others and you can put them up and use them as your motive for this Ramadan. Make them something that will motivate you. Or how about this one? No one will beat me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this Ramadan. The Prophet said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the hadith, show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best of you. أَرُوا اللَّهُ مِنْ أَنفُسُكُمْ خَيْرًا. So how? No one will beat me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at work, in my work, or in my building, or in my neighborhood, or my country, or in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah. Why not? It doesn't matter what kind of sins I did or how far I was. I will beat everyone to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with my heart sincerity and with my keenness to worshiping Him. There's a hadith that says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling his companions, on the day of judgment, people will be called on. So whoever prayed will be called from the gate for the praying people. And whoever restrained from himself will be called from the gate for those who restrained themselves. And whoever gave charity will be called upon from the gate for those who gave charity. You know what called upon means? It means that the angel will call you, come here, come, you're with us, come enter from this gate. And whoever fasted will be called upon from the gate of those who fasted, Ar-Rayyan. So Abu Bakr, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, radiallahu anhu, who was sitting listening to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and look at his will and keenness to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by all means. He asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, O Prophet of Allah, can someone be called upon from all these gates? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and said, yes, ya Abu Bakr, na'am, ya Abu Bakr, and I hope you are one of them. Look at Abu Bakr's ambition. He wants to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and please Him by all means. He wants to fast and restrain himself and give charity. He wants to enter from all heavens, from all the doors of heaven. Our only hope to be able to be called upon from all these doors is Ramadan. Subhanallah. We're coming to the last part. We said we'll be rewarded 6 things. But what will we do to get these six things? We can't just expect to get these 6 things without doing something in return, right? So we'll say something. Ramadan, subhanAllah, we've been saying like fasting, okay? Ramadan is like a medication. Whoever takes this medication comes out at the end of this month as being pious. من المتقين. The ayah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمَ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you who believe, fasting is prescribed to you as it was prescribed to those before you, that you may self-restrain or become pious. So you fast so that you come out what? What's the outcome? You become pious. The medication is made up from portions, with certain proportions, 6 proportions. So 6 things you'll get rewarded, and 6 portions from these medications. What are these from this medication? What are these 6? These 6, when you combine them together, you come out being pious. We'll write them down. And don't forget your reward. We've been saying hadiths and morals and show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala min anfusikum khayran. So what are we going to do? Where's the motivation? Okay, what's the first one? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, number one, the Holy Quran. Al-Quran. What do you intend to do with the Quran this year? Come on, we said we're going to really work. Me and the Quran. What's my plan? Ana wal-Quran. Ma hiya al-khatta? And did you ever think who honored who? Was it Ramadan that honored the Quran? Or was it the Quran that honored Ramadan? Which came upon the other? Let's think. What is Ramadan without the Quran? شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran was sent. So the only reason the month was mentioned was because what? The Quran was revealed in it. So we got in the habit of honoring Ramadan and we forgot that it was honored because of what? Because of the Quran. So if I fasted Ramadan and did not celebrate the Quran, then basically I didn't understand anything. So, how many times will we recite it? Aisha radiallahu anha, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with her, used to recite every day from Fajr to Dawn and from Asha to Suhoor. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal used to have 4 khatmas, so he finished reciting it once a week. And Imam al-Shafi'i said, I don't do anything in Ramadan except feeding the people and reciting the Quran. It'am al-ta'am wa qira'at aw tilawat al-Quran. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa would gather his friends and sit and recite together from Fajr to Dhuhr and from Taraweeh prayer to near Suhoor time. Quran, Quran, Quran. So what will you do with the Quran? The sacred land, Mecca, was honored with the Quran. The night of power was honored with the Quran. And the month of Ramadan was honored because of the Quran. So the main thing in Ramadan is the Quran. And don't forget, we multiply by 70. And a deed is a stand of its kind. The Prophet ﷺ says, whoever reads a word from Allah's book is rewarded with a good deed. And a good deed is a stand of its kind. And I don't say alif, lam, mim is a letter. But alif is a letter, alifun harf, and lam is a letter, lamun harf, and mim is a letter, mimun harf. So how many letters are in every juz or chapter in the Quran? Say, if you read every day a juz, a chapter, each chapter is approximately 7,000 letters. Multiplied by 10, okay, and then multiplied by 70 equals 4,900,000 deeds. In how long? In an hour. And that's if you're reciting slowly. 4,900,000 deeds. Do you want them or no? If I told you I have $4,900,000 right now, are you going to come and grab them from me or not? And believe me, we're in need for the deeds more than the money, more than anything. We need the deeds. 4,900,000 deeds for reciting one juz or one chapter of Quran that won't take you an hour in Ramadan. How many times are you going to finish reciting the Quran this year? Quran, guys. Number two. The second thing we have to do, the second portion of the medication to become pious, inshallah, giving charity. The Prophet ﷺ was generous, kana jawad, and he was most generous in Ramadan, like a sent wind. And why like the wind? Because it doesn't stop, it keeps blowing, and it doesn't pass over a specific part or an area, but over the entire area. So was the Prophet. He gave everyone, and he didn't stop. So write down, me and the charity, how much am I going to give? It doesn't have to be a whole bunch of money, 50 cents here, 25, whatever you can. Even giving charity, helping out of your, you know, your health, or charity giving a smile to somebody, charity, in any form of it. It doesn't have to be just money. So, أَرُوا min anfusikum خَيْرٌ. Show the best to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Me and the charity. So number one is me and the Quran. Number two is me and the charity. Number three, kinship. Or asking about your relatives. صِلَةِ الرَّحِمْ. Ask about all your relatives, please, I beg you. The Prophet ﷺ says, mercy does not fall upon people who have no kinship. I beg you, people who don't keep their family relations. I can't. I have to ask about my family. I'll write down everyone's name. And as soon as I finish listening to this lecture, I'll pick up the phone and ask about every one of them. It doesn't matter who's not talking to me. It doesn't matter who's at you know, there's issues or family issues. She said that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Don't worry what the response will be. Pick up the phone and do what you have to do. Don't, even if the person on the other side hangs up on you, it doesn't matter. I know there's a lot of problems. A lot of families have issues because my mother said this and whose mother said that. Pick up the phone and ask. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy does not fall upon a person who does not keep his kinship. الَّذِي يَقْطَعَ الرَّحِمْ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لَا تَنْزِلْ عَلَيْهِ. Is it worth it? Pick up the phone and call and ask about your family. Don't worry about what's going to be heard on the other side of the phone. And you never know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do. Number four, making supplication or dua. And take some advice from me. Write 5 or 6 supplications and focus on them the entire month. That's what the companions said. They said, we prepared for Ramadan every year, special supplications. And we keep begging for them the entire month. And by Allah, wallahi, by Ramadan would be over. And before the following Ramadan would be approached, all our supplications would be granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just set 5 or 6 and keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when breaking your fast, during taraweeh, during al-qiyam, the night prayer, or before fajr. Dua, dua, dua. Ana wa dua. Me and the supplication, what am I going to do? This is now coming to the fifth portion of what's coming of the medication to become pious. The fifth one is taraweeh prayers. Remember the hadith who said earlier, whoever prayed at night in the month of Ramadan out of sincere faith and hoping for reward from Allah, then all his previous sins will be forgiven. مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمْ وَمَا تَأَخَّرْ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Don't miss a night. Go pray at the masjid. But I have a child. Try, but I can't. Pray at home. Don't miss it. There's no excuse. Finish a chapter of the Quran daily in your prayer. Look for a masjid that prays taraweeh with a chapter or a juz. Me and the prayer. أنا والقيام. التراويح, guys. The sixth portion of the medication to become pious. Praying in the masjid. Imagine 5 prayers. And praying in the masjid, of course, or in jama'ah, is multiplied by 27 of its kind. And then we multiply it by 70. That's 20,000 deeds in one prayer. Multiplied by 5 prayers, that's 100,000 deeds. Just from praying 5 times a day in the masjid. And as if you just prayed in the haram, the people who are deprived from praying in the haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you a gift. He's not depriving you from getting the reward of praying in the haram. You'll get the 100,000 deeds while you're praying at your own masjid or mosque or at home in jama'ah. So, six things for six things. Forgiveness. So we said, again, what are we going to say? What are we going to do? We're going to pick up the phone. We're going to call everybody. We're going to tell them what the six rewards are and what the six things we have to do. Phone, mail, text, whatever you can. What are the six rewards? Let's go through them again. Forgiveness of all past sins. Maghfirat al-zunub. Saving or freeing from hellfire. Al-itq min al-nar. Three, supplication is accepted. Dua mustajab. Four, a treasure of good deeds. Kanzun min al-hasanat. Five, the night of power. Laylat al-qadr. Six, Allah is pleased by you. Farhat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi'ibadi. In front of them is what? Our six things that we have to do. Quran, al-Quran. Charity. Charity, kinship, making supplication, taraweeh prayers, praying in the masjid. These are the main components in Ramadan, the most important ones. Please, please, hold on to it and work hard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, may He open upon us and give us, bless us with His blessings this month. Let's make dua with our hearts. Oh Allah, please accept us among those whom You accept this Ramadan. Taqabbalna ya Rabb. Oh Allah, we thank You for the blessing of the holy month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, forgive our sins and our shortcomings. Make us from those who take their book with their right hand. Be easy on us when judging us, oh Allah. Free us from hellfire this Ramadan. A'tiqna ya Rabb hadha al-aam. Ya Rabb. Oh Allah, we have raised our hands to You and our eyes have cried for You. We beg You to forgive us our past sins. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've sinned a lot. And if You don't forgive us, surely we'll be from those who are lost. Oh Allah, You're the most generous. Bestow upon us from Your generosity. Oh Allah, guide us and guide the youth of our ummah this year. Ya Rabb, accept our prayers, Ya Rabb. Ya Rabb, Allahumma taqabbal du'a'ana, Ya Rabb. Allahumma taqabbal du'a'ana, Ya Rabb. Allahumma taqabbal du'a'ana, Ya Rabb. Ameen, ameen.